Hey guys, welcome to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. We're launching this week a little different launch schedule out of the ordinary, only because we have two shorter episodes from Bear Camp in Wyoming. And for people wondering, yes, we're doing Bear Camp for 2023. It's going to be a week. And then there's rumors floating around that we might be running also the same week another option for a Canadian Bear Camp. More details to come. Our Patreon members, shout out to that Patreon family for the extra support. They're going to get first dibs. They also get discounts in the store, first dibs on new product releases, early episode launches, the Thoughts from a Steve series. So there's some perks there. But thank you, Patreon members, for the extra effort of support for what we do. It means a ton to us. So soon we will have the full details out on Bear Camps 2023. Two episodes this week. If you're listening, this would be the first episode of a two-episode back-to-back deal from Bear Camp. So if you're listening today on the day of launch, there's going to be another episode tomorrow. If for some reason you're on the second one, go back a day. So I'm using this like same similar intro for both Bear Camp episodes because they're a little shorter. So I'll just kind of get through this. Shout out to all of our partners. But this episode, we're going to spotlight Elite Archery, Big Tine, Huntworth, Scent Crusher, Old Barn Taxidermy, Loophole Optics, Trophy Line, Spy Point Trail Cams, Camo Fire, and Novix Tree Stands. Super thankful for all those partnerships. In our opinion, some of the best brands in the outdoor industry, and we're very proud to be working with them and proud that they are giving us an opportunity to do what we do and represent them for as wild as we are. This shows times are changing from 2014, 2015 when we started now to whatever year it is. But anyway, huge shout out to them. Thank you for supporting our partners and supporting us alike. Thank you so much. Hopefully you enjoy these and thanks. I don't know. A lot of thank yous. Enjoy it. Thanks. I mean, thanks again.
Hey guys, Doug here with yet again, another mobile veteran shout out. This one's submitted by Austin Mullins, and the veteran is Jonathan Brown. Says, this shout-out goes to my best friend that's like a brother to me. Jonathan served in the United States Army Infantry Honor Guard. He recently got out and moved back home. He's a crackhead that enjoys shooting deer with a gun. Lame. But I'm trying to convert him to the stick and string. Attaboy. He enjoys going to local 3D shoots and friendly competition in the yard. Thank you for your service, brother. I mean, he's already know how to shoot a bow. Come on now. Well, thank you for your service, Jonathan. Hopefully, Austin finally convinced you to get out there, shoot a deer with a bow. Thanks for that, Austin. Thanks, guys.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody. It's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys. This is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bow Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Bachman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. We are in Wyoming Bear Camp 2022 at Gray's River Outfitting. This is where we do the Working Class Bowhunter Bear Camp every year.
Yes, sir.
And I guess if you're interested in booking after listening to this, hit us up, workingclassbowhunter@gmail.com. We'll get you all the info. Hopefully soon we'll have info for the 2023 camp, what our plans are there. We're not 100% sure how we're going to do it or structure it, but we got some ideas to mix things up a bit, I guess.
Yep.
So, but man, we're going to just get right into it and talk about bear stories. Well, first of all, Kurt Geyer here.
Eric, I'm
Doug Schmidt.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Mike Topper.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, man.
So,
and you made the trip from PA.
Oh, yeah. Long trip.
So, did you book this from listening to the podcast, like the Bear Camp episodes?
Yep.
And then you came out. You got here before us, so you were the first week. Like, we're splitting between the 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So you were the first week. We're kind of the overlap week. And then the guys for the second week are coming in this weekend. So
it's been a good week.
Talk about sure. Give us, like, your full experience from, like, showing up to the hunt and all that, like, reactions, so, thought process, all that stuff.
I mean, I left Thursday night to get out here, you know, not expecting how long it was going to take. You know, I wanted to make sure I got here early. Mm-hmm. That way, in case I got a flat tire or something, 30 hours was a long way to...
Yeah, 30-hour drive.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, got out here, visited some family that's pretty local. Got to see them for a day. Then rolled up into camp and met everybody. And it was kind of like, you know, hit the ground running, you know.
Yeah.
Started checking baits, all that good stuff, and started getting familiar with the camp, familiar with the people.
Yeah.
Everybody here is class act, dude.
Yeah.
It's just, it's one of the coolest experiences I've ever been a part of.
Real quick before we keep going, I got to add in, you're hearing background noise, that's legitimately rain on the canvas tent.
Yeah.
So if you're hearing something, it's as authentic as
we're
a
Western.
It's rainy day, podcast day here in camp.
Yeah. So what was your, like, when you walked in and saw the, like, the tents and all that for the first time, like, what were you, is it what you expected?
Yeah, you know, because you guys have had posts and everything before in the past and everything, so you never really understand exactly what it is until you roll in, but it looked pretty familiar. I mean, the corrals and all the horses and, you know, the guides out here doing their thing, you know, they're working. These guys are some working motherfuckers, dude. They hump.
Not a lot of leisure for the guides and stuff. They got to bust ass to get things going.
Today is kind of like, that would be a nice day to just hang out and relax. But it's like, no, dude, got to bait, got to get the next people ready. So
for sure.
Yeah.
So you showed up. Talk about your first day hunting. Because out here, once rifle season opens, it's once you have your bear tag, it's bow or rifle.
Right. So the first day, we went out and we checked some baits. My guide had a previous client kill one the week before at this spot, and still bears hitting it, so we went out there. I was not acclimated to the conditions yet. And
steep and no air.
Yeah, we start walking, and my guide's just hopping over branches and logs and everything, and I'm crawling on my hands and knees, huffing and puffing, you know.
Makes you really feel like a bitch, don't
you? Yeah. I'm a bitch, for sure.
That's what you think, body by Bush Light?
I said, go ahead, man, I'll just catch up with you.
Yeah.
But we got up onto this peak, you know, and it was just like the scenery, breathtaking, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you could not see a damn thing and still just have the time of your life out there.
Oh, yeah.
So we got up there, we sat down for the night, had a bunch of mule deer come in real close. We had one about 20 yards behind us, had a bull elk down in the bottom.
So you're on the ground.
Yeah, we're on the ground, but we're up on this, like, little knoll. It's, you know, actually, I feel like God put a deer to hunt off of. Like,
it's
a sweet setup.
Oh, you've been to that spot?
Yeah, we went and baited it yesterday. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nuts. So,
see everything.
Yeah, that was the first day. Well, that wasn't the spot that I killed my bear at on the first day, But,
So, there's another spot then for that, apparently.
Yeah. But first day, you know, is kind of uneventful, but, you know, it is what it is. Seen some fucking trout rolling up these little creeks, spawning and everything like salmon.
Yeah.
You know, it's just everything you see.
Yeah.
It's just fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like culture shock, but it's just nature.
Yeah. So really not... I'm still culture shocked. You know what I mean? I've been here for a week now.
Yeah.
Just being out here is an experience in itself.
It's worth every penny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just being out here, being a part of it.
It's more than just a hunt.
Yeah. Like the horseback riding. I mean, that's like stage 5 horseback riding. You know what I mean? Like, you're going up fucking mountains.
You're riding horses in the mountains.
Oh,
for
sure. Yeah. I'm still scared of them, for the record.
Yeah, they suck.
They ain't a bunch of pasture gnomes like back home.
Yeah. They do whatever they want.
Yeah, we do okay, though. So that was first day in.
Yep.
Any bears at all?
No bears first day. No, But we had just that first set that we went on, we had baited that earlier in that day. So we figured with the fresh bait, we'd go sit on it. But, you know, bear hunting, they come in when they want to. So we didn't see anything first day.
But, that's hunting.
Yeah, that's hunting. So second day, we went up to where I'd killed my bear. And, well, let me go back a little bit. Joe had killed a bear first day, and he killed it that night, so we went in that next morning, picked up his bear, you know, got to see his area, had some horse issues on the way back, you know.
Killed it in the afternoon.
Yes, he killed it in the afternoon. We picked it up in the morning.
Yeah.
And had some horse issues, you know, did a little cowboy shit. Horses got loose. My foot got caught in the stirrup and freaked the horse out a little bit. He almost drugged me around Wyoming. So we spent 45 minutes catching those guys, and then we went up and checked the bait that I was hunting on that evening, and they refreshed it, and they just had a good feeling about it. So on the way up to check the bait, we had crossed a couple bear tracks going through the snow. Well, actually, a few bear tracks, you know, so there was a lot of sign in there.
Yeah.
And we were feeling good about it. In the evening time, are we going right into the story right now?
Yeah, do whatever you want, man.
So
we're running raw right now.
Right. So we get up in there, we hike in, you know, we're looking at the bear tracks again. We're feeling good. Me and Red, we're all pumped up. Red's my guide. Mm. Badass dude.
Shout out to Red.
Yeah, Red. What's up, Red? And
he's like, wait.
So we get up there, you know, and spirits are high. We're pretty positive dudes together. You know what I mean? We're feeding off each other. Like,
yeah,
you know, we're going to get this shit done this week. And we get up there. There's some, they had said there's a big bear in the area, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I'm kind of optimistic, you know, after the first night and the second night. We get up there, pack a lunch, you know, we get up in there early. It's not prime time yet. We're just chilling. Mm-hmm. We get up on this little knoll. We're looking over at the bait. Bait's about 160 yards away. So,
doesn't look like it, though.
No, it doesn't. It looks a lot further. Yeah.
But the terrain, like, messes yeah. with your judgment.
Me and Lee, like, did it like three times to make sure.
Yeah. And so Red had like chugged this Mountain Dew before we got out of the truck because he was thirsty, and we get up there and he's like, man, I should have chugged that Mountain Dew. I really got a piss. And you know, this is as we first get up there, so we're getting set up, you know.
By the way, that doesn't say that Red's a natural born Midwesterner, that he chugged a Mountain Dew
before he goes hunting.
Yeah,
who doesn't do that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, all right, yeah, he's from Wisconsin.
Yeah, for sure. We do that in the Northeast too.
Yeah.
But so we get up there and we get settled in. We're just chilling, kind of waiting for prime time. Mm-hmm. And I'm going through all my pictures. You know, we're sitting prone on this little knoll, looking over it. You know, I can just lay the gun right down over there and, you know, shoot across. So I'm on my belly. I'm going through my phone, just reminiscing for the past couple of days, looking at videos,
yeah.
this and that. And
because you can't get on Instagram out here, to right? Scroll,
yeah,
while
yeah.
You're
so pretty
time.
Much looking at pictures is all you're doing.
Yeah.
And so Red's beside me. He's about 5 yards to the left, and he's got his spotting scope out, and he's got his phone on there, and he's all in. He's doing his own thing. I'm doing my own thing. We're just trying to stay quiet because, you know, we don't know where the bear could be. With like all the tracks that are coming up behind us, we're thinking like they're maybe crossing a valley behind us and then coming up in.
Yeah.
So we're just being, you know, careful with what we were doing. So I look over, this is probably, I don't know, we were there for about an hour and a half, maybe it was 7:20, and Red's like, man, I really got to piss. And I'm like, dude, just go fucking piss. You know, like,
yeah.
Who cares? We're 160 yards away from this thing. We're on the other side of this knoll. They can't see, you know,
yeah.
Maybe they'll like it, you know, whatever.
Get a little waft of that dew.
Yeah. So,
that Mountain Dew.
I sit there and I had looked through my binoculars at the bait probably two times so far just to pass some time and everything, look at the scenery and shit. So he's down there doing his thing and I pull up my binoculars. I'm looking at the barrel, just checking it out. There's a couple birds flying in and out of it. I'm trying to identify the birds, see what they are.
Like Doug would do.
Yeah, yeah. And
Hell yeah.
So I'm sitting there, I'm looking at the bait, and next thing I just see these fucking paws come down the hill. And I'm like, you know, put my glasses down. Then I put it back up, and I'm like, holy fuck.
That's a bear.
That's a bear.
You That's know a bear. I mean?
And I've been hunting bear in Pennsylvania for like 12 years now, and I have yet to see one during hunting season. So it's like,
no kidding.
Whenever like my first opportunity to see a bear while hunting, I thought I was going to come unglued, but
yeah,
because Red was back there with his dick in his hand, you know, I'm like, you know, I look at him, and I'm like, bear. And he didn't hear me, so I'm like, bear. So he looks up at me. He's kind of like looking like, shut the fuck up, man. Like, yeah, there's no bear. It's only 7:20 right now. And then I'm like, my eyes are like wide open. I'm like, dude, there's a fucking bear, you know? And he's like, oh shit. And runs up and like gets on a scope and everything, presses record. And the bear's coming in, and dude, this thing's so big. It's like throwing his leg up over the snow to put it in front of him and everything. It's just, he looks like a giant, even from 160 yards away. And I got the crosshairs on him, you know, and he's just coming in, and I didn't even like, he's scent checking. He's being a big bear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's trying to be careful coming in because they had just baited it earlier in the day. I think, you know, maybe he's like, smell donuts, but also smell
people too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's just being weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't even want to give
place donuts and Mountain Dew.
I didn't even want to give him much time to like turn around and just be gone because as thick as it is up there, two steps and they're out of there.
Yeah. Right.
So he's like, he's facing me and Red's like, shoot him. Boom, you know, and he just fucking folds right there on camera, right in front of the barrel. We hop up, dude. Bro.
By the way, I need to get that video from you, Red.
We were jacked.
Did you have a bro moment out there?
We had a bro moment for sure. Yeah. You know, like, I fucking, we fist pumped. We fucking hugged. We fucking screamed. We were like, you got a fucking giant. I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck just happened. Yeah. Like, this is all crazy right now, you know? And
yeah.
As we're like fucking sitting there celebrating, the bear just kind of like falls down over the edge and out of frame. You know what I mean? It is the sickest moment of my life. Almost.
So did you know how big this bear was at the time?
I didn't know how big he was at the time at all. No, but
Red, I think Red had kind of a rough idea, didn't he?
Red jumped up and seen it on his phone there in the spotting scope. And I'm sure he was probably like, holy fuck.
That's a giant.
That's
yeah.
a giant.
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing. You killed a fucking giant. You killed a fucking giant.
Is he down? Is he down?
Is he down?
And I was just like, oh, you know, I like fist pumped. I thought I broke his fucking hand just fist pumped because I was so jacked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fucking, it was tits.
So it was tits.
Yeah. So, you have it here. That's his review for Greater Rapids.
It was five fucking, stars.
It was tits. It was tits.
Five stars. Yeah.
I mean, that explains it all. You know what I mean?
It was tits. It's like, wow, great review. I mean, hey, that's actually a really good review. And our Midwestern and Eastern terminology, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so let's talk about walking up to this thing.
Okay, so, you know, it was still early, and we were like, man, you know, now that it's early, let's get up. Let's get over to this thing. We still got plenty of daylight. Yeah, we could probably get this thing scun out and even back
scun out?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Is it?
Scun judges?
Out. Skin, out.
Skinned scun?
Out. Skinned out? I don't know. Maybe that's my... Yeah.
Scun? Judges?
Cool.
All right, Lee's.
You scun it?
Yeah. All right, scunned out's a word.
We scunned out a bear.
Checks out.
So, okay. Yeah, we get down there and we're like walking in nice and slow because, you know, it's pretty thick, you know.
Yeah.
We don't know. It looked like this bear died.
Yeah, for sure.
It rolled out of frame. You're right. For sure.
You never do know.
Yeah, so, you know, Red's got his gun and I'm just kind of following behind him. Like, you know, if anything happens, you better have my back, you know.
Yeah.
And we're like going up. We get to the barrel. There's some blood there, obviously, because I just fucking smacked him right in the chest. And we go down. And he had slid a lot farther than what I thought he was going to. So he was down, kind of bent around this spruce tree. And, you know, he looked big there.
Yeah.
And then whenever we got him off the spruce tree and we were like, God damn, that's a big motherfucker, you know? So, and I'm just going off of him because, you know, Pennsylvania, we got some pretty big ass black bears back in Pennsylvania. So, that bear is a little bit bigger than average in Pennsylvania, but out here, apparently that's like, you know,
a big one.
A hammer. So, yeah.
The cream of the crop. Yeah. Right there.
And so, it's like a big chocolate bear too, which makes it even sweeter.
Gorgeous chocolate bear, like perfect hide. And he's got a white patch on his chest that's damn near the size of a football.
You know,
like his head is just,
Dude, it's so big.
Like, so we get down there and we're like, all right, let's get some pictures, you know, because light's fading. It's getting dark. We got a lot of work to do yet, you know. So we're trying to like push it across the hill because where it's at, it's so steep. If we were to like push it, it's going to slide all the way down to the bottom. We didn't have any like really good logs to set it up on for good pictures and everything. So we're stomping our feet in the snow and like pushing it across the hill, you know. He's helping me. He's like, gets it over. I jump around him and he pushes it over. He jumps around me, kind of leapfrogging it over and get it on this log. Take some awesome pictures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this bear just looks like a grizzly. So
yeah.
Like, his head is just ginormous.
Yeah.
So, we get some pictures done real quick and Red hops in. I get a couple with him. You know, we're still goofing off. We're on cloud nine.
Yeah.
You know, and, so we get it down and start skinning it out. And I mean, it took us an hour to skin this thing out.
Oh, yeah. You got to roll around that big fat body and through them. That's got to be a ton of work. Especially because you're not doing it on flat ground.
Right.
You know, it makes it more challenging.
His hide was so thick. You know what I mean? And we skinned that bear out the day before in like half an hour.
Yeah.
This one was some work. So we got it all skinned out. And so
I love that word.
Yeah. And no one in camp probably knew at this time, did they?
No, they didn't. But because we had killed it so early and got so much done so fast, like, hiking this motherfucker out killed me. Like,
I bet it did.
It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not being acclimated to the
elevation
out here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, fuck, walking over here to my truck, I'm like...
Yeah, you feel it the first couple of days.
And then you throw 100 pounds of skin and head on your shoulders.
And I guarantee you it was damn near 100 pounds just the hide and the head on that
skull alone, man.
Dude.
I mean, you showed us, because we got here after, and you showed us, like, you know, you had it in the snow so it stays cool and everything. And, I mean, the head alone's got some weight in it.
Oh, dude, it was nasty. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we get it all packed in, and we're trying to find a way to pack it in right. We kind of had it fucked up at first, you know.
Yeah.
So I, like... Red picks me up with the backpack and the bear so I can stand up. And I start walking, the head falls outside, and it's like slapping the back of my leg.
Yeah.
I'm already dying, you know what I mean? And I'm like, fuck this, something's got to give. Like, we got to do better on this. So we sit back down, refold it, repack it back up, right, get a little higher on my back to where I can, you know, have some, you know, just a little more balance.
Yeah.
And start hiking up the hill. And it wasn't that far of a walk, but just, you know, the steepness and the elevation.
Oh, yeah,
dude. Like, I was walking 20 yards, stop.
Oh, 20 yeah.
yards.
Yeah.
You have
stop.
To.
You kill yourself otherwise.
Oh, my God. So Red makes it up to where we had shot the bear from so we can go back down the other side. And he's up there and he's waiting on me. He's like, come on, bitch. You know, like, I was like, I'm a bitch. You know, I can't do this. Like, give me some time. He's like,
giving you a hard time.
Yeah, we had fun this
week. I would have made him put the backpack on if he called me that.
Well, I did.
I did.
So I get up to the knoll, and it's a pretty steep little section to get down into the valley where we start walking back down to the truck and everything. So, as wore out as I was at that point, I was like, Red, you got to get it down here, else I'm rolling the whole way down. So he puts it on his back and he gets it down and he walks a little bit. And I'm like, all right, let me take back over. You know, this is my bear. Let me do it. You know what I mean? Like, thanks for your help. Appreciate it. I would have died without that. But
yeah.
So we're going back downhill and everything. And I'm fighting through the snow in some spots, you know, sinking a little bit. I'm getting fucking stuck like every other step because the snow's starting to soften up.
Yeah.
It's going up to my crotch, and I'm just, like, stuck. You know what I mean? Red's gone. I'm, like, trying to get out. It's like quicksand almost, you know?
Yeah.
So get it on my back, and we start hucking down the mountain. And even though you're going downhill, still fucking heavy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm, like, trying to...
Hard. Downhill's hard.
Yeah, it was. That. But, you know, I humped it on there, and I didn't want to be a bitch. I wanted Red to be proud of me, so I just fucking kept on going, made it the whole way back to the truck. And we got here probably about the same time that everybody else would be coming out of their stands. And
yeah.
It was just like, you get one? It's like, yeah, we got one.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
We got one.
I did.
And then it's like, damn, look at that guy, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're all like, is that the big one? Is that the big one? I'm like, I'm kind of ignorant to what I shot because I don't really know exactly what a big bear is out here.
For sure.
You know, I've seen bears that big in Pennsylvania, but, you know, shit's different out here. I'm across the country right now, so I'm not in Pennsylvania. But, so apparently this bear is fucking big.
Real big.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, what were they saying for, like, just give out, like, what you think right now for size. I mean, the verdict's still out on the skull, but we can talk about that.
Yeah, so apparently it's floating right around that 20-inch mark, you know, which...
Maybe a touch bigger.
Yeah, maybe a touch bigger. I don't want to, you know, overcompensate. And, yeah. You know, so
and he's right around like 7 feet, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was 7 foot bear. Well, just shy of 7 foot, like 1 or 2 inches. So
7 foot bear.
7 foot.
How big was a swizzle stick?
Swizzle stick. He's pretty hammer swizzle stick. It's
good.
It's gonna get some deep drinks.
Mixing. Yeah. Good mixing.
Some
yeah.
deep
yeah.
drinks.
Yeah.
The doubles and triple shooters deep. Are gonna be mixed up nice. So,
yep.
Oh, man, so what are you going to do for mount?
Well, I'm thinking I really want a little rock scenery with it because of all the rocks out here and everything. So
yeah.
I really I want to get them on a styrofoam rock, you know, kind of like.
You should just had Red carry one of the big rocks up from where he died down the hill. And then you
yeah, why didn't you do that, Red?
You want to go do that? Let's go. After this.
Throw it on your back.
So, yeah, I'm going to get it kind of like. Semi-aggressive, but not, like, really aggressive.
Yeah.
But because I want to try and, in the future, either get a wolf or a mountain lion and have them both kind of, like,
standing off
to each other. You know what I mean? But
it'll be,
like, separate rocks, so I could have one right below it, you know? So, but I want to get that white patch exposed.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, have that left shoulder back, or that left leg back a little bit, and maybe, like...
You wouldn't do a standing straight up pull mount?
I want to because he's so tall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that would be cool, but... I don't know. No.
I hear you.
I don't want to get a standing one. Like, I love taxidermy, so I'm definitely getting it mounted. But,
yeah, and you're going to swing on your way out. You're going to go to Old Barn.
Yeah, I'm going to Old Barn on
Sam
the way
Sam will know exactly what to do with that bear.
I mean, he's one of the best bear taxidermists.
Yeah,
in the
so
country.
I've been thinking about ideas, but after I talk to Sam, you know, I'll probably have a better idea of what I want to do. You know,
yeah.
He's done a lot of them. He'll probably know how to show it off. It's the best that it can. Give it the respect that it needs.
He'll throw some good ideas at you, too. I mean, what's cool is, like, Sam's passionate about it. Mm-hmm. So he'll be like, man, what if you did this? Like, he'll throw ideas at you.
Yeah. Right.
And then he's not going to force anything you don't want to do. But he might bring up some options. Mm-hmm.
That you didn't even think of.
Yeah, that you're like, oh, man, that'll work perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, he's probably got things that he could throw in there that I don't, you know, I don't know nothing about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hell yeah, I like that idea. Let's roll.
For sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if someone books this hunt in the future, what would you tell them to, like, bring or prepare for?
You really don't need to, definitely don't bring food. Because
you don't need food.
I brought food and I still got all of it. Like, all right. I thought I was going to lose weight out here. Nah.
Nah. You ain't going hungry out here.
You don't lose weight in bear camp.
Yep. Just
off. You can. You can.
Yeah, you could. Absolutely.
You probably broke even for a couple days.
Yeah, some of these guys, well, I can do their spots every day, man. I'm like, bro, I don't know how you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we got Jane and Derek in here just cooking up meals.
Bro, oh, that's insane.
Cooking up some
shout out to them guys.
Fine cuisine.
It is, too.
But, no, if I had to suggest what to bring, definitely everything for every weather because it's done everything. Whenever we rolled into camp, it was snowing.
It's raining right now.
It's raining now. It was 80 yesterday. I got sunburned like crazy, so... I've never had snow falling on sunburn, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Right? Right.
But, no, good boots, for sure. Yeah. Good boots, maybe a thermoset, because you're sitting a lot. You know, you never know where you're going
to
be sitting.
Yeah, like a D-wedge is a good idea if you're going to – I mean, it's up to you, too. Like, you don't have to come out and be bow only. Like,
no, you don't.
Some baits are set up for it. Some baits are set up for rifle. It's really, it's nice because if you run into a – you know, a tough situation or not ideal weather, you can take a rifle.
Yeah,
you
know? And the bears have kind of seemed like they've been really leery, you know what I mean, hesitant to come in to a lot of the baits for whatever reason, you know, so it's like...
This is the whole area, everyone out here is kind of that way, but it's hunting, man.
It is hunting. Makes it fun. So, you know, I did bring my bow out. I had every intention of shooting one with my bow, but then I kind of, you know, seen the writing on the wall out here and realized if I want to get it done, like I could definitely get it done with a bow, but the possibilities with a gun are... better.
Always better.
Yeah. Got a lot of money into this trip. I definitely want to be successful. So whatever's going to increase my odds to bring one home is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind
worked
of
worked out pretty
it was,
good.
It was kind of cool.
On worked our, out great. Worked out great.
On our way out, you know, before Joe came out, I texted him. I'm like, hey, you know, keep me updated on what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't hear anything from him. I'm like, oh no, this ain't good. And then when you guys went to the biologist, he actually texted me from his cell phone. He's like, yeah, we both killed. I'm like, all right, I need pictures. You got pictures. Yeah. He sends his first. And then yours shows up. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, we're all like, poor Joe. Shit. We get here, we're like, hey, man, congrats. Walk right past Joe.
Yeah. He's like, I shot my first bear. He's all stoked up. You know, I was pumped up for him, you know, fist pumping and everything. And then I bring mine in.
He's you piss in his Cheerios for sure. It's all good.
No, Joe's a great dude. It's all Joe's. I love that guy. Joe's awesome. He's class act.
For sure.
We were passing around the truck. I'm like, you guys got to see this thing.
It's a dang.
Like I said, I'm still kind of, I don't really know what I killed yet until we get it measured. Like, I know it's good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, what the biologist tell you?
People hunt here
for- so people that are wondering why we keep saying biologist, you have to check a bear, you have to check your bear's in. They pull a tooth or something.
Yeah, sometimes they say that the game wardens will come up to camp and check them in if they're around, but apparently the one this week was out of town, so we had to ride into Jackson, which is like pretty much a fucking day trip, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting out of here is 2 hours, and then coming back is 2 hours, and then to Jackson and everything. But so we had to go into Jackson to the office there and get the biologist to take tooth samples so they can age it and everything. And he was just like, yeah, you don't see too many of them that big. People live here, hunt all their lives and don't kill one that big. And I'm like, sick.
Awesome. There was a gas station attendant talking about it when we were getting our bear tags.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There was a big one shot up over here. We're like, oh yeah. I mean, I didn't really put two and two together at the time.
Right.
Until we heard you guys telling the story about going to do the check-in.
Right.
So it's like, oh, shit, they're talking about your bear.
Yeah, so.
Because, I mean, man, once that gets out there, check-in stations, just like back in the day for whitetails. Yeah. I don't know if Iowa did that or not.
No, we never had them.
Illinois did. That's where rumors would start flying, is the check-in stations.
Yeah, and there might be some rumors flying, too, because there was this weird guy from Tennessee. Apparently, he works for the newspaper in Jackson, and he come walking by, and he's like, is those 399s cubs that got shot? And was like, yeah, they're dead.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he was just like one of those guys.
Looking for a big break.
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's probably like trying to write it in the newspaper and everything. Like, who knows?
He was just some like walking by while the biologist was checking him in?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he like walked by, he like looked at it, asked a couple questions, and like came back. He's like, can I get a picture of this? And I'm just, yeah, sure, dude. Like, whatever. But yeah, he's a weirdo.
Huh.
You know, Jackson people.
Looking for his big break out there. Hey, listen, man, don't.
No.
You know?
No. Just stay out of Jackson.
Yeah. It's the only spot in Wyoming to stay away from. Is what I'm gathering.
Yep. It's once you go there, it's obvious why.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like Chicago, if you're catching our drift.
Yeah.
It's the Chicago of Wyoming.
Yeah.
Right? That's probably the fair way to put it, right? But, man, congrats.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. That's awesome. Just got a hammer.
I'm excited to see what it actually is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's pushing Boone and Crockett, so that's exciting.
We can't look up what Boone and Crockett is out here, but I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it's 21.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll seem like an idiot once
everybody listens like, oh, you idiots. So, like, just Google it. Well, remember, we can't.
Yeah.
If you don't remember off the top of your head,
you
we can't
have
just look it up.
You're in airplane mode all week.
Oh,
up
yeah.
Here.
Yep. It's kind of nice.
It is
pictures
nice.
And videos.
It's beautiful.
This is the most technology we've had is this podcast right
this
here.
This is the most Doug's been off TikTok and since he got
dang,
it.
Dang, Doug's tender is just sitting static.
It's rough.
Yeah. It's rough.
You don't make it?
Doug's all sad.
Don't talk about him.
Yeah. Doug's on Tinder and Jackson, just a mess.
No. I think I'm going to stay away from that one.
Just no harm, no foul, Doug. Well, I think that wraps it up, man. It's a good story.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Great story.
Great week. Like, if I recommend coming out here and trying this shit out. It's, yeah. You know,
it's just a real deal.
Just the experience.
Yeah.
You know, bear or not. It's worth it.
You're going to come back for bears? You're going to come back for something?
We'll come back for something.
Mountain lion.
Mountain lion.
Mountain lion. I'm a big advocate for Trey's mountain lion hunts.
Yeah. And I've been wanting one. It looks sick with that bear mount. You know,
dude.
Just like two.
It's such a different style hunt than
going
you'll do.
After each other.
Oh, dude. It's.
Yeah.
That hunt's. This is an experience. That's like same level experience. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's just a different.
Yep.
Something you don't experience
with the snow and the cold, you know.
For sure. Oof. Well, hey, one thing we should talk about. So in camp right now. Like, I killed my bear 2 years ago, and Eric, you came last year and didn't get one, so yep. Doug's here this year for the first time, so I'm kind of like, well, I'm good. You guys do your thing. Well, after the whole me shooting turkeys with shotgun controversy, everyone's like, why does working class bow hunter shoot turkeys with a shotgun? Eric's like, dude, you should just kill things with a rifle all year just to piss off internet forums. So I'm like, that would be kind of funny. So I'm kind of like, I'm half rifle hunter this trip. So we just thought it'd be funny to stir things up. Yeah. Like,
just hey, stir the pot just
yeah,
a little
stir
bit.
Stir the pot. It's like, oh, I killed a bear with a rifle. Oh, go to Africa and just shoot everything with a rifle.
You're ready for that ride.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't be a douchebag on the internet, guys. Well, anything else you want to add? Shout out your Instagram, your dating profile.
No dating profile. I got a good girl at home. She's badass.
That was a test.
She let me come out here. You know, she's
passed.
She misses me, so I'm ready
to
get home.
To do that.
But no,
yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah, right.
You find me on Instagram. PSU Wildlife. Went to Penn State and everything for wildlife and forestry. So
cool, man.
Whenever I was there, I kind of just adopted that name, stuck with it.
Right.
Kind of cool. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's original. But
like
Facebook. Fuck that. You know. Don't find me on Facebook. I don't even get on there that much. But
yeah.
So, yeah, PSU Wildlife, find me there. Other than that, I'm just working, man.
On this, find you on this podcast.
That's right.
Love it, man.
Badass.
Doug, I feel like you have something to add.
I got nothing. Congrats.
Appreciate it. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Eric. No, man, congrats, and thanks for coming out and supporting us, supporting Trey.
I appreciate it. I wouldn't have done it. You know, if you guys wouldn't advertise Trey's business out here and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I think I filled in for a drop-off or somebody dropped out or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess I caught it early.
Well, you did. You did because when Trey called me, he's like, hey, we need to fill three spots. Some guys had some stuff come up with family and couldn't mm-hmm. make it.
Which happens.
Yeah, it happens, you know.
But that guy's like kicking rocks right now.
Well, yeah.
He
will want to hear
that's my bear.
But it was two brothers coming out, I believe. But anyway, something came up. I get it. That's mm-hmm. life. But yeah, like this camp next year, I already have people wanting to book the 2023 camp. And so we're going to wait and we'll advertise it so everyone's got a fair bid, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, we wouldn't talk about it and advertise it and come out here 3 years in a row if we didn't believe in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If this was a bad time.
No, it's
we would have came once and would have not came
he's
back.
Got a class A operation.
I say, shout out to Trey and his crew here.
Sure.
I mean, it's
the best.
Top notch.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
They take care of you, man. Anything you need, they're all about it. You just
it's
nice,
like the hunting camp.
People.
It's like the hunting camp you wish you grew up with.
For sure.
Yeah. You get, you know, it's like that vibe all
the
around.
The wall tent atmosphere and everything, sleeping on the cot with your fire every night.
Can't be on your phone. You
can't
have
be
to
on
talk
your phone.
To everybody.
You have
right.
to talk to everybody. And you develop, like, the relationships I've developed with these guys here this week, we'll be in touch the rest of our lives.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that shit,
different.
That shit's cool.
You walk into camp, you feel like you know everyone for
right.
years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Red. Little 19-year-old kid just graduated high school. He's out here living his dream, you know.
From Wisconsin, yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Living the dream.
It's pretty fucking cool.
Badass.
All right, boys. This was a fun one.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Congrats
appreciate
again, buddy.
Thank
congrats.
You.
You know what to do? Go shoot your bow, or if you want to make the internet mad, shoot your rifle. Love you.